Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Humorless Ladies of Border Control, Touring the Punk Underground from Belgrade to Ulaanbaatar, by Franz Nicolai, narrated by Franz Nicolai. Were I in the place of the Emperor, I should not be content with forbidding my subjects to complain. I should also forbid them to sing, which is a disguised mode of complaining. These accents of lament are avowals and may become accusations. The Marquis de Custine. The gentle reader cannot know what a consummate ass he can become until he goes abroad. Mark Twain. Introduction. I became a professional traveler. It said musician on my tax returns, but if you drew a bar graph illustrating how I spent my years, music would be a matchbox, and travel and waiting twin towers. I stopped having real friends. My old friends still saw one another, met for drinks, fell in and out of love. They just did it without me. And my new friends were either friends of necessity, we were trapped in the same rolling boxes, or of transience, necessarily shallow relationships, since I wouldn't see them until their own orbit blipped through mine again. I understood what it was like to be dead, wrote Paul Thoreau of The Itinerant Life. People might miss you, but their lives go on without you. To those of an unsettled, anxious, or fretful temperament, a life of perpetual travel is a convenient Gordian solution. The insistent flicker of unease, the failing fluorescent bulb holding back despair, is, at home, a problem, even a sickness, crying for a solution. A new job, a new love, a new, the unanswerable. But in travel, acknowledged to be at best uncomfortable.